Lombardo also offered new insight into the changing timeline.
I still stand by the time of 2159. Mr. Campos received his wounds in close proximity to 2205.
At 9:59 p.m., hotel security guard Jesus Campos went to investigate an alarm on the 32nd floor, but was likely not shot until closer to 10:05 p.m. That's when he used his radio and his cell phone to report that he'd been shot. Within seconds, Stephen Paddock then turned his gunfire to concertgoers below his windows and the aviation fuel tanks about 100 yards past the concert crowd. At 10:17 p.m., police arrived outside his room 12 minutes after the shooting began. Campos has not shared his story with the media, but his union released these pictures of him getting an award for his bravery in the massacre.
New court documents show that during an FBI raid, agents did look for medications, explosives, guns, and concert tickets when they went to Paddock's Mesquite home.